This is Adam Hochberg in Columbus, Ohio. Though John Kerry has visited this battleground state 20 times this year, yesterday he ventured into unfamiliar territory. He took a bus trip through southeast Ohio, a rural, mountainous, Republican-leaning area. There, the senator campaigned in small towns and at small farms.
Thanks so much. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
What a great day here.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Thank you. I love it.
At a roadside pumpkin stand, Kerry mingled with customers and bought $50 worth of gourds and vegetables. Then he attended Mass in a community church, bought an Ohio hunting license at a country store, and addressed a crowd of 5,000 in a freshly plowed cornfield.
You look at this farm, and boy, you get a sense of how lucky we are. But we got a mission to accomplish. We've got to fulfill the American dream for every American, not just the people at Halliburton and the energy companies.
Kerry's bus passed through one of the poorest parts of Appalachia, where unemployment in some counties tops 10%. The senator was quick to make note of the region's economic struggles and quick to blame President Bush for them.
The wages of American families are going down. Jobs are going overseas. People are losing their health care. Is that all you got, Mr. President? John Edwards and I are going to bring hope back to America. We're going to put America back to work.
Kerry also sharpened his criticism of the Bush administration's health care policy, blaming the president for the national shortage of flu vaccine. Kerry said the government was warned months ago about the supply problem, but he says the administration didn't do enough about it.
What's happening with the flu vaccine is really an example of everything this administration does. Deny it. Pretend it's not there, and then try to hide it when it comes out and act surprised. Oh my gosh, how did this happen to us?
4 years ago, President Bush easily won this part of Ohio. In Fayette County, where Kerry visited the pumpkin patch, the president's margin of victory over Al Gore was 26%. Still, Democrats are optimistic they can make inroads here by talking about the economy. And Fayette County farmer Kent Geringer says President Bush has lost some local support because of the Iraq War.
There are a lot of soldiers from this area, and there have been some casualties, and I think especially among younger people, I think that's one of the real concerns, which is really surprising in such a conservative community.
The Ohio bus trip was Kerry's second consecutive foray into small-town America. He campaigned in rural Wisconsin Friday. Now the senator will go back to a more typical large-town schedule. He plans to crisscross Florida over the next 2 days, with appearances in Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, Orlando, and West Palm Beach. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Columbus, Ohio.